You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Let us all stand as we read our text, 2 Timothy chapter 4, 6 to 11. Paul is writing Timothy here. He said, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race." Everybody say, "Finish the race."
"I
have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Do your best to come to me quickly, for Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Dalmatia and Galatia and Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you because he is helpful to me in my ministry." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your words today. We ask for your Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts and minds. Help us to understand, receive your word, and apply your words in our lives. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may take your seats. All right. Today, we'll talk about Ningas Kugon. For the last 3 weeks, napag-usapan na po natin yung Lusot Lakad Lagay, yung unang-una, Trilogy of Maneuvers, pagmamaniobra, pagmanipula ng mga Pilipino, Lusot Lakad Lagay. And then we talk about kanya-kanya, or regionalism. And then last week, napag-usapan po natin yung Machunurin. Okay, naalala niyo po ba? Message ni Pastor Mark, Machunurin, mga tigasampay, tigasundo, no? Matitipuno, matatapang. Ngayon, Ningas Kugon po ang pag-uusapan natin. At ito po yung mga original Filipino mentality or mindsets na ini-evaluate natin in light of the Word of God. No? Ini-scrutinize, tinitingnan natin, sinusuyod natin kung ito ba ay ayon sa Biblia. Kung hindi, kailangan natin tama. Pero hindi lamang tayo nandito para i-put down ng mga Pilipino. No? We appreciate our unique qualities and traits. No? We are known for our hospitality, our creativity, ingenuity. Ba, marami po tayong magagandang katangian. At alam niyo po ba na meron din tayong mga unique Filipino signs or ads or mga karatula na kakaiba. Only in the Philippines, ika nga. No? Tingnan nga natin yung mga sample ng Filipino, unique Filipino signs. "No trespassing. Violators will be shot. Survivors will be shot again." Ayan, wala kang ligtas dyan, ano? Mababala yan, no? Kung gusto nyo, kung may bakanting lote kayo, ayan na. "Caution. Stiff slope. Bangin." Stiff, ano? Stiff, oh, matarik, inabangin. Stiff eh, kaya parang leg, stiff. Parang stiff neck ata, yun na. Dapat S-T-E-E-P, ano? Steep slope, bangin. Warning lang yan, warning. Only in the Philippines. Airport kasi, no flight. Next, ano po yan? "We repair washing machine, refrigerator, electric fan, oven toaster, flat iron, and others. Contact." Parang Mr. Buboy Alulod. Nandito ka ba, Mr. Buboy? Baka nandito. Anyan? Anjan? Ah, wala, wala. Sorry ha, kung kamag-anak nyo to ha, wala akong, nakita ko lang po to. "Pakiusap, wag po tayo mag-vandals." Oo. Kaya kung teacher kayo sa eskwelahan, no? Oo. Wag kayong mag-vandalize. Oo, mag-vandals. Okay, ano pa yan? "Mang Chong, we sell curtains, shoes, cup, bed sheet." S-H-I-T. Bed cover. Oo. Medyo may amoy ata yun, ano? Bed sheet. Ha? Delikado yan. Toy blanket, carpet, lumilipad. Big sale. "Mahigpit na pinagbabawal ang malunod." Oo. Sa, niyan, sa beach o swimming pool, ano? Ibig sabihin, kung di ka marunong lumangoy, huwag ka na mag-attempt na lumangoy. Yun lang ang pinapabatid ng karatulang ito. Kaya inuunahan ka na, no? Bawal ang malunod. Oh, kaya kita nyo, unique po ang mga Pilipino eh. Diba? We are creative. No? Hindi lamang sa ugali, sa mga karatula. Meron pa ba? Wala na. Okay, hiningas kugon, ito po yung term na ginagamit natin na kasi nga yung kugon is a type of grass na manipis and it's easily dried, no? Kaya pag nasilaban ay nagsisiga, madaling umapoy, madaling magliyab at madaling matupok. And because it's thin and because of its dry texture, it can easily catch fire. At according past Luther, yung kugon daw, yung grass, wild grass, it's being used in the old times, no? In the old days, kasi nga people back then, in the old times, don't have the LPG burner or gas range or electric stove. Yun ang pinangsisindi nila. And so it refers to our Filipino mentality na it's a trait that we use to describe a certain behavior of Filipinos that when we start something with interest, no, we excitement, enthusiasm, then after a while, a very short time, at the first sight of difficulty, we lose interest and drop and stop whatever it is that we're doing. So pag may sinimulan kang project o bagay o gagawin at naka-encounter ka ng balakid o kahirapan o na sirahan ka ng loob, na discouraged ka, you stop doing what you're doing, leaving things uncompleted or incomplete. So many of us are good at starting projects or things, no? Katulad po ng mga New Year's resolution natin, di ba? Tuwing New Year, we are listing our goals, our faith goals, or our the things that we want to accomplish, yung mga projects na sinimulan natin, no? Or mga savings sa finances, di ba? Nagsisavings ka, first 3 months, nakapag-save ka sa banko, tapos nakita mo may bagong sale ng cellphone, na ipambili mo na agad yung sinave mo. O kaya your goal is to lose weight in the gym. Nag-enroll ka sa Fitness First. Okay? Tapos di pa na kontento, bumili ka na ng treadmill sa bahay. Lahat na nakita mong gamit sa TV. O yung exercise, pampaliit ng abs. Okay? Gusto mo maging 6-pack kasi 1-pack ka lang ngayon. Oh, isa lang, isang malaking pakete. Ngayon gusto mo maging 6-pack. Pero nakita mo yung, so bumili kang treadmill. And then after few weeks, no? Talaga, kasi nga, wala kang kasabay sa bahay, diba? Nag-give up ka na mag-jogging sa treadmill. Naging ginagamit mo pa rin. Ngayon, kaya lang, sampayan na ng tuwalya. Okay, may gamit pa rin yun, no? And then, you may be, your goal could be finishing your college course, yung kurso mo sa college. Yung iba, hindi lang nakontento sa isang course, diba? Pinapakyaw, nag-mascom, nag-marketing, nag-accounting, nag-engineering, nag-architecture, sinusubukan para pag nagpasa ng resume, maraming course, ano? Hindi nga lang natapos. Pero, so, lahat po tayo, all of us are guilty. Ako rin, may libro akong na sinimulan ng sulatin, hindi ko pa rin tapos, no? At mga gusto ko pa yung sulatin. So, all of us have unfinished projects or things that we need to do. Books that we need to read, no? Iba, gustong makabasa ng libro, no? Hindi natapos, naghanap na lang ng comics, no? So, para mas madaling basahin. Bible in comics, no? Pastor Alfred, di ba? Mas madali yun, eh. Pero, ano po ba ang dahilan? What could be some of the reasons or the roots, underlying reasons behind our ningas kugon? Dahilan nito? Yung ugat. Sabi po, nabasa ko po sa isang article ni Dr. Patricia Likuanan, a moral recovery program for our country, it's the lack of discipline of the Filipinos that's affecting the other behavior. No? We have a casual and relaxed attitude towards time and space. Ang tingin natin sa oras ay napakaraming oras. Diba? Mayaman tayo sa oras. Mamaya na, bahala na, manyana habit. Diba? Maraming oras yan. Plenty of time. And that's why it results to lack of precision and compulsiveness, pabigla-bigla. Poor time management, hindi magaling mag-manage ng oras o mag-allocate ng oras. And procrastination, o laging lalo na pag-exam, ano? Nagpo-procrastinate, or pag may deadline sa term paper, yung iba, bumibili na lang sa Recto Avenue, papalitan na lang ng pangalan o i-edit na lang ng kodi o i-copy na lang sa internet, no? Maghahanap ng term paper, sa i-google na lang. And so, we are guilty of ningas kugon, starting projects with vigor and interest, but we lose enthusiasm, we lose the commitment, the discipline, the character, and the perseverance to finish what we have started. And Jesus compared that to an unfinished building or tower. Diba? Nakakita na ba kayo ng isang building? Meron dyan sa likod ng Quezon City Hall or dyan sa Ortigas. May mga condominium dyan sa matataas, diba? Na tinayo, hindi natapos. No? Ganun po. Parang ganun ang tingin ng isang tao na may sinimulan, hindi pa natapos. At yung sabi rin po ng Philippine Institute for Development Studies, na yung pong lingaskugon po natin, that's one of the factors that's affecting our economic development, yung naghihinder ng ating economic development, no? Lalo na yung kung titingnan nyo sa ibang bansa, no? Why they are progressive? Because they're, even though they are not Christians, kahit hindi sila Kristiyano, but they are applying the biblical principles of diligence, hard work, honesty, integrity, no? And that's why God is, they are prospering, no? Because if you obey biblical principles, kahit hindi ka Kristiyano, it will work for you. You'll prosper. You'll succeed in life. And that's why we need this thing called adversity quotient. No, yung the ability to overcome adversity. Sabi po ni Dr. Paul Stoltz, author ng Adversity Quotient, he defined adversity quotient as the capacity of the person to deal with the adversities of his life. No? So itong AQ, mahalaga po ito. Aside from IQ, intelligence quotient, okay, sino sa inyo mataas ang IQ? O, may kilalang mataas ang IQ? Okay, may nagtaas. How about EQ, emotional quotient? Okay, si Sam, mataas ang EQ. Ito naman, AQ, yung kakayahan mong malampasan lahat ng mga kahirapan o mga humaharang. So that despite all he defines success then as this, no? Success, according to Dr. Stoltz, is the degree to which one moves forward and upward, progressing in one's lifelong mission despite all obstacles or other forms of adversity. Ito yung pagsulong. Dahil meron kang mission sa buhay. Meron kang, alam mo yung purpose mo, yung layunin mo. Why you are here on earth? Dapat alamin po natin yung why did God create me? What's my purpose? What's the purpose that God has given me? And if you're committed to that, you will overcome obstacles. At isa pong recent example ng taong naka-overcome ng obstacle, yung pong founder ng Mang Inasal. Kilala niyo po ba yun? Si Mr. Edgar Sia, no? At sa Bacolod, sabi sa kanya, nung nag-uumpisa siya, winarninga na siya, you have to think twice before you venture into that business kasi Bacolod is Inasal country. At nakita niya, tama nga naman, no? Marami ng chicken inasal, barbecue chicken sa Bacolod. Pero nakita niya na yung mga chicken barbecue doon ay nasa fine dining o matataas ang presyo. Kaya gumawa siya ng restaurant ng pagkain na mababang presyo, abot kaya at masarap, no? And that's why nag-expand na nationwide yung Mang Inasal. At recently, Tuesday, no? Binili na Jollibee announced it will buy 70% of Mang Inasal for 3 billion pesos. Okay, kita mo yung si 30 years old lang yung founder niya, kumita na siya ng 3 billion pesos, ano? Sa Mang Inasal. Kaya tayo rin, no? Malay nyo, makaisip kayo ng kakaibang business, yung something unique, no? Kasi, di ba, meron na tayo yung maliliit na pizza, pizzito, saka yung thumbs up, di ba, ice cream. Mag-isipin kayo, maliliit na donut, tawag doon, donito. Ayan, ano? O something ganun, parang ganun lang, no? Kakaiba. Mag-isip tayo, di ba? Something unique. Pag tinuloy nyo yan, bigyan nyo akong royalty, ha? Ako nakaisip nun, original. So, titingnan po natin ang dalawang tao. Let's look at two people na they both started the race. Parehas silang nagsimula, pero yung isa nakatapos, yung isa hindi nakatapos. Yung binasa natin kanina, 2 Timothy 4. Simulan muna natin kay Demas. Si Demas. Ayan. Kaano-ano ba yan ni Hestas? Ha? Wala po sa Bible yun, ano? Hindi sila yan. Si Demas, he started the race. Yes, he started. He was a faithful helper of the Apostle Paul during his imprisonment in Rome. Paul called him a fellow worker in the ministry. So, siya po ay kasama ni Paul sa pagpangaral, sa paghahayo, sa pag-preach ng gospel. He started the race. But the question is, did he finish the race? Natapos ba niyan? No. Why? What's the reason? 2 Timothy 4:10. For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, this present age, and has departed for Thessalonica. So, mas minahal pa niya ang panandaliang aliw o ligaya ng mundong ito, ang mandarayang mundong ito. No? Nabulag siya ng mandarayang mundo. Ika nga. And he valued the pleasures, the happiness, the happenings of this world, rather than the eternal treasure and reward in heaven. Mas pinahalagahan niya yung makukuha niya o yung ligaya dito sa mundo kaysa sa walang hanggang kaligayahan at gantimpala kasama ang Diyos sa langit. Yun po ang dahilan. No? Hindi niya nakayanan yung hardship sa ministry. And that's why Jesus taught in Luke 8, verse 14, the seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. Okay, so if you, let's not allow the worries of this world, the riches, the pleasures, all of these are temporary. Lahat po ng nakikita natin dito sa mundo ay temporal lang, yung mga material things. Yan po ay panandalian lang, hindi yan panghabang buhay. And then the second, in contrast, the other fellow worker of Paul, let's look at the life of Mark. Okay, he started the race, yes. Acts 12:25, kasama nila Barnabas and Saul. Okay, sa mission, pagmimisyon, they returned from Jerusalem, taking with them John, also called Mark. Okay, ito po si Mark, siya yung sumulat ng Gospel of Mark. At kasama siya yung pinsan ni Barnabas. At kasama siya sa pagmimisyon. But something happened during their missionary trips. No? Dahil nga bata pa siya, he lacked training. So, did he encounter difficulty and almost quit? Yes. Okay, he encountered difficulty sa ministry, okay, sa pagtulong niya, sa pag-travel. Kasi nga, noon you will go to faraway places, di ba? Wala pa nung eroplano, so barko noon. At maraming, wala yung mga technology na na-experience natin ngayon in making things more easy. But he quit, and so he went back to Jerusalem according to Acts 13:13, no? John left them to return to Jerusalem. Kung kaya sa Acts 15, nag-away si Barnabas and Saul, or Paul, kasi gustong isama ni Barnabas si Mark, ayaw isama ni Paul, kasi nga, nag-quit siya before. And so, nag-separate sila ng landas, they separated their ways, they parted ways. Paul took Silas, Barnabas, took with him John Mark. Binigyan niya, he gave him another chance. And so, because he was given another chance, he was discipled, he was mentored, he was encouraged. Did he finish the race? Yes. No? Later on, we'll see na kasama uli ni Paul, si Mark. My fellow prisoner, Aristarchus sends you his greetings, as does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. And then 2 Timothy 4:11, get Mark and bring him with you because he is helpful to me in my ministry. He is helpful. So he was reinstated, he ran the race again. No? Nakatapos po siya ng kanyang pagtakbo, yung calling niya na fulfill niya. And so what separates, ang question is, ano po ang dahilan? Why there are starters and why there are finishers? What separates the finishers from starters? Ano po yung nag-distinguish? Ano yung pinagkakaiba nung nagsisimula lang at dito nagtatapos at yung mga nagsimula at nakapagtapos, no, ng calling. And meron pong isang libro by Seth Godin entitled The Deep. At ito pong deep, ito po yung the lowest point of in your life where you encounter difficulties in life. Ayan, no? So, na where you exert the most effort, your greatest strength so that you overcome that and reach your goal or destination in life. That's the deep. Yan po yung challenge ng bawat isa sa atin. You have to push hard through before you achieve success. And so Godin, the author, wrote that most people quit because they focus on short-term benefits rather than long-term benefits. Ibig sabihin po, pag naka-encounter sila ng, if they encounter pain or hurt or difficulty, they stop. Pag naka-encounter sila when they are denied, Oh, pag na-deny yung visa nila, hindi na mag-a-apply ulit. O pag na-busted, hindi na manliligaw. O kaya pag na bumagsak sa course, magkukwit na. O kaya pag na hindi na nalo sa bidding, hindi na itutuloy yung business or something like that, no? Kaya pa kayo mga singles, no? If you're a man, no? Single man, wag kayo mag, don't easily give up. When you're pursuing someone, you're praying for someone, diba? Kasi po pa ang, parang ihip ng hangin yan, eh. Minsan pabago-bago ihip ng hangin, diba? Alam niya, kilala tayong pastor, eh. Si isang pastor natin sa Metro Manila, eh, dati no, naging yes. Oh, ngayon, kasal na sila, they have, anyway, I think that's for singles retreat na lang, ano? Yung kwento. So, you amplify, what you need to do, according to Seth Godin, is you amplify the long-term benefits. Palakihin po natin yung hantungan, yung mas beneficyo sa pangmalaunan, rather than what you can see at the present. No? Yun po ang sabi ni Seth Godin. For example, you may be a college student at mayroon kang terror na teacher. Terror na, mababa pang magbigay ng grade. At you can endure that terror teacher for one semester when you foresee, when you look at the long-term benefit. What's that long-term benefit? Your graduation day. Okay? Pag na-imagine mo, pag napipicture mo yung graduation day, malalampasan mo lahat ng pagpupuyat, no? Pagre-review, pag-aaral sa eskwelahan. And he also used an illustration called the marathon or the Boston Marathon. No? He said that most runners quit not at near the finish line, kasi pag malapit ka na sa finish line, eh syempre, hindi ka na mag-quit. No? You quit somewhere 3/4 of the race. Diba? Kung magtatakbo ka sa Race for Life, sino po sa atin dito ang you're planning, you will run this November 13 sa 10K. 10K, sino? Simulan muna natin sa 10K. Okay? NK? Okay, 5K. Sino po niyo sa inyo? Matatakbo sa 5K. All right, we have few good men here. 3K. 3K, tatlo na lang. Tatlong kilometro na lang. Oh. Okay. Tatlong kilometro. Okay. Kailangan ata natin may 100 meter dash. 200 meter dash, ano? Para mas madali. Ha? Lahat marami sasali doon, ano? Karera. 100 meter dash. So no one, once you see the crowd at the end, no, you will not quit. And that's what the Apostle Paul saw. Nakita niya yung finish line. Yun po yung nakita ni Apostle Paul in his Christian race. That's why he did not quit. Biruin niyo si Apostle Paul, na shipwreck na siya, nasira yung barkong sinasakyan niya, nakagat siya ng ahas, nagutom siya, hinauhaw, he was persecuted, he was stoned, diba? Binato po siya. And yet, he did not quit. Why? He fought the good fight of faith. Ano po yung ibig sabihin ng good fight of faith? Ano ibig sabihin ng good fight of faith? It means that a fight is good because you know you will win in the end. Di ba? That's the good fight of faith. Every one of us are in this good fight of faith. Di ba? Na kahit na may kalaban, mayroong kahirapan sa panandali, sa ngayon, alam natin, malalampasan natin yan. With the help of God, by the power of the Spirit of God in us. So dito po, it is an athletic figure of speech, no? That we are all running a good race. And you have your own race. Bawat isa po tayo, may kanya-kanyang track. Diba? Sa track and field, may sarili silang lane o linya. All of us, you don't have to compare yourself with other people. Diba? You have your own unique God-given calling and destiny in life. And that's why you have to run your race. It's the good fight of faith. And so Paul finished the race. He kept the faith. He became a faithful preacher of the gospel, a writer of 2/3 of the New Testament. And that's why all of us, if you want to finish your race, no, ano pang ginagawa ngayon ni Manny Pacquiao? Paano siya naghahanda kay Margarito? Ano ang kailangan ni Manny Pacquiao? Kailangan niya ng trainer, di ba? Coach. Kung kailangan niya ng Freddie Roach, isang trainer, si Arisa. So, lahat rin tayo, ganun rin tayo. All of us need that spiritual coach or mentor. That's why we have discipleship here in Victory. We have victory groups or small groups. That's why we strengthen, encourage one another, mentor one another. No? Pati rin po kami mga pastor, we mentor each other. We are having also our victory groups. Kaya lahat po tayo, there's no one exempted. Diba? If you want to finish your race, you find yourself a good spiritual coach. Brother, sister, disciple me. No, turuan mo naman ako. Kung di pa kayo kasama sa isang small group or victory group, you can sign up at the back or put it in the envelope. No, you write your information sheet. And so, how can we, it's not just enough by our willpower, training, or dedication or discipline. I know the Bible says in Hebrews 12, verse 2 and 3, that Jesus is our example and our standard. Sabi po dito, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter or finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Okay? So just as a runner concentrates on the finish line, we should also fix our eyes, concentrate on Jesus Christ, the author, the starter, the beginner, and the finisher of our faith, of our race. Bakit po sabi dito, consider him? No? Gayahin natin si Jesus. Bakit hindi siya nag-give up? Why did he not grow weary? Bakit hindi siya naghina ng loob at tinuloy niya yung paghihirap niya sa krus? He endured the cross, verse 2, sabi doon, because who for the joy set before him. Ano po yung merong joy, di ba? There's a long-term benefit. There's a finish line. There's something in front of Christ, ahead of Christ. What's the joy set before him? His victory, his triumph over the devil, over sin and death, over in finishing his work of saving us by dying on the cross. And when he finished that, he can see the multitudes of people, millions and millions of people all around the world. Yung pong nakita niya, yung mga tao, nakita niya tayo. The joy of seeing us being part of the family of God, of the kingdom of God. That's the joy set before Jesus. And that's why Jesus finished the job for you and me. Tinapos po ni Jesus ang kanyang divine assignment. Jesus finished the job, the task that the Father has sent him to do here on earth. When he was on the cross, the second of his seven last words, John 19, 30, when he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. You know, that Greek word, tetelestai, or it is finished, the Jews, it has such a legal meaning that the Jews in their time could understand it. Pag meron silang tax na babayaran sa Roman authorities, they have a tax demand. Meron silang babayaran na buwis at pupunta sila sa tax collector, sa Roman government, at sila'y nakapagbayad. Bidadali nila yung tax demand, yung transaction, at i-stamp, no? Upon completion of the payment, ay isusulat yung tetelestai, the Greek meaning paid in full. Ibig sabihin, bayad na. No? Bayad na yung, it is finished, it is annulled, yung babayar mo ay tapos na. No? And so, the same way Jesus said, it is finished, when Jesus hung on the cross, nung siya po ay nabayubay sa cross, sinabi niya, tapos na. No? Hindi ibig sabihin, tapos na yung paghihirap niya, tapos na yung ginawa na niya, bayad na yung ating pong kabayaran sa ating mga kasalanan. He paid, he shed his blood, he gave his life away. It was a shout of victory, his triumph over the enemy, over death. And Jesus paid the full penalty for our sin. And that's why he's reporting it to the Father, who will now exalt him, who will now promote him to glory. And so, because Jesus has completed his redemptive assignment, his assignment here on earth to save us, we can now be confident to say that as we fix our eyes on Jesus, we will finish the work that God has called us to do. And so what God, whatever it is, what God has started in your life, God will surely finish it. He will surely finish the good work that He has started in your life. You may be short of strength. Maaari magkulang tayo sa kalakasan, sa encouragement, or sa motivation. Medyo minsan nadi-discourage tayo, nangihina tayo ng loob. But that's okay. As long as you fix your eyes on Jesus, as long as you look upon the Lord and His strength and seek His face, as you pray and read the Word of God, as you fix your eyes on Christ, what God has started in your life, He will surely finish. And that's why don't look on people. Don't look on people who say negative things about you. Don't hear them. Don't believe them. Just believe what the Word of God, the good news. Read the good news every day. Read the Bible every day. That's where God is speaking to you. His truth, His Word, His destiny, His calling upon your life. That's why meron lang tayong isang buhay. And let's give everything to God, to Christ. Because what God has started in your life, by His grace, He will surely finish. Praise God. Here in Philippians 1, verse 6, Paul said, being confident of this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day, until the second coming, until the day that Jesus returns in all of His glory, until the day of Christ Jesus. That's how faithful our God is today. Praise God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness and faithfulness upon our lives. Maraming po salamat dahil, Panginoong Jesus, si kayo ang aming ehemplo. You are our example of being a finisher. You are the author and finisher of our faith. So Lord, I pray for your people today. Lord, I pray for each one of us that we'll all finish the race that you have called us to do. Lord, that we will not quit, that we'll persevere until the end. That na hindi lamang kami mag-persevere, but we will be fruitful and productive. We'll make disciples here on earth. We'll be a faithful disciple, and we'll make disciples and bear fruit for you. And if you're here at this time and you may be discouraged, you may be thinking of quitting.